Lee to come on down to Teddy Beverly Hills this week and this week only. The pork loin, juicy. It'll melt right in your mouth, not your hands, as they used to say. Teddy Beverly Hills, the pork loin, celebrating our new store in Simi Valley. Yes, we want
to put our meat in your mouth. Ted Bell on with us, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, I know that you've been wanting to do something for the firefighters and to raise some money for fire-related charities as a result of what's been going on here in California. The new book, Fire, is this a vanity publish?
Well, actually, Phil, I got together with Bruce Downson, who you know, and Bruce had the idea that we put together a coffee table book that would honor the challenge of what our firefighters face each and every day. You know, few of us, Phil, are really aware of the fear, I think, the challenge, the heat, the tension, the adrenaline, indeed, that our firefighters feel each and every day. I think that Fire, the name of our book, Fire and Homage to Our Firefighters, is the kind of book that I think is going to show all the American people what our guys are up against. I couldn't believe that woman you had on last hour who was more concerned with her swimming pool.
Well, I guess a lot of people are like that, aren't they?
A lot of people, Phil. Let's start thinking about those guys and gals out on the front line.
Janice, bring in the copy. The book is called Fire. It is a coffee table book, and it features photographs, which I haven't seen yet. Tell me about the photographs that are in this book.
Each photograph in the book, Fire, shows an aspect of the challenge that fire is for our firefighters. It shows what it can do, and it shows how brave, by extension, our firefighters are. Now, the thing I wanted to mention, Phil, 70% of all of the revenue goes to fire-related charities.
You are to be congratulated for that, man. Absolutely.
Well, I really believe that our firefighters...
70% of all the money that you make will go to the fire-related charities.
That is exactly right.
All right, I'm opening the book up. The first picture I see here, though, is of... What is this? Is this a bombed out city?
That is Hiroshima. And that is a picture of Hiroshima after the atomic bomb hit. And it's one of the rare, if you see over there.
Those are bodies.
Yeah, right there by, there's a clock tower in the middle of Hiroshima that was undamaged. And you can see the burnt bodies that are laying there. That's what fire can do. And can you imagine the courage of our firefighters to face an enemy that can cook human beings like that so they're not even recognizable? Now, look at the next page. That's Nagasaki.
Good God.
That's Nagasaki. That's after we hit Nagasaki.
And where did you get these photos? There's an awful lot of graphic photography here of people suffer. Are these people dead?
These are all dead people. When you see the book Fire, something I want everybody to know. When you buy our book, all the people you see will be dead, except for the Vietnamese girl. She was alive. She's running down.
Well, you have a picture of that little Vietnamese girl who was napalmed.
Yes, and the reason, let me tell you why.
Okay, hold on. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What does that little Vietnamese girl who was napalmed have to do with our firefighters?
The reason why we have her in there is to show the debilitating effects of fire, and once again, the face of that girl could be the face of any firefighter. All right?
But that child was naked and her flesh was burning as she ran down a road in Vietnam, and you have this in this book.
Phil, the reason I give, you got to come down off your high horse. Hey, any of your listeners out there, please call in and give me some support here, because I think Phil is a little bit on his high horse. She was technically the enemy.
She was a child.
Yeah, she was a child, you're right. But technically, she was a Vietnamese, and so... You know,
so it's okay to show her naked and burning and running down a road?
Technically, she was the enemy. But again, I want to say, that's not the point, and I think you're missing the point. The point, Phil, is that fire is such an all-consuming thing that the courage our firefighters have to face it. You can see in those first three photographs, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and the Vietnamese girl. And she's got napalm all over her. That smarts.
And you're damn right it smarts.
Well, obviously it smarts, but it hurts and it's fire.
All right.
Look, Phil, it's a book for...
Well, I understand the book is for fire-related charities. It's called Fire. Ted Bell has published it. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. The other 30% goes to...
It goes to our production costs, Phil, and it goes to... Oh, one of the things I wanted to mention, though... And this is a way of encouraging people to buy our book. Each day, the percentage that goes to fire-related charities is going to go down 5%, okay?
Why?
Because that is going to encourage people to get up, go to the phone, and order this book. So tomorrow, only 65% will go to fire-related charities. The day after tomorrow, only 60%. And the day after, 55 and 50. And so the longer you sit around and not do anything for our firefighters, the less they're going to get. So I think that basically tells the people out there in Radio Land, either you get up and move, and maybe for the first time in your life, do something for somebody other than yourself, or they won't get any money.
Or not as much.
Or not as much, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The book is called Fire. It is a coffee table book of pictures depicting the challenge of fire to our firefighters. The money that 70% as of today will go to firefighters, charities. After today, it'll be 65%. I was a little shocked to see these pictures of Hiroshima. Now, I'm looking here. You have pictures here of skeletons in ovens. Is this Auschwitz?
This is Auschwitz, yeah. And that, of course, is the crematorium. You see? You see what I'm talking about?
I see what you're talking about. These are skeletons that were, these were human beings that were burned up in these ovens.
That is correct. See, that's what fire can do. You see what I'm saying? I'm not just, in other words, my book isn't some stupid book that doesn't really say anything. This is,
why do you have pictures of Auschwitz? You've got Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Phil, can I say something to you off the air?
Yeah.
Because this is not, obviously, this is not going the way I wanted it to.
No, Ted, I want to be candid with you.
And I want to be candid with you.
I don't want to affect any money you're raising for a charity. But I had no idea that this book...
The book deals with fire and how challenging it is to our firefighters. Okay, so, hello, Hiroshima? Jesus, are you telling me that that didn't...
Hiroshima, I guess I thought I was going to see pictures of real fires.
Well, what do you call...
I know that Hiroshima was a real fire, but it was started by an atomic bomb. And so was Nagasaki. And look at this, you have pictures here of are these Marines?
Those are American Marines with flamethrowers, right. And those are Japanese soldiers.
You've got American Marines hitting Japanese soldiers with flamethrowers.
That is actually right. Look at Phil, I told you that this is a very adult book. It is very graphic, but it shows how devastating fire can be. And how tough it can be for our guys to fight.
You have American Marines hitting Japanese soldiers with flamethrowers. Here's a picture of Hiroshima. Here's a picture of Nagasaki. Here's a picture of Auschwitz. Now you've got, what is this? What city is this?
That's Dresden.
The Dresden firebombing.
Yes.
That's when Allied soldiers hit the city of Dresden with firebombs.
That is correct. And burnt that city to the ground. And let me tell you, there wasn't one swinging you-know-what after our guys hit that town with everything they had. Incendiary bombs, incendiary devices, you name it. There's a picture there, Phil, on page 23. If you move over to the...
Oh, my God. What is that, a human being?
That's a picture of a nightclub fire in Peru. You see the... That's a burned-up human there in the foreground.
Here's a picture here of German civilians all laid out dead. Is that Dresden?
That's Dresden. And that, you say German, can you recognize those are people?
Yes, I can recognize it.
Okay, because they were all cooked. All right? And that was a bunch of Germans that were actually caught in a building that got hit with an incendiary grenade.
What is this? This is the 19th century?
That's the city of Atlanta after it got burned. Phil, I'm not going to show a campfire started with a Bic lighter in my book. That's boring. I'm showing what fire can do. Now, every day that people wait... The money that goes, in fact, I tell you what, every hour they wait, the money's going to go down 5%.
All right, here's our number, 1-800-449-8686. The book is called Fire. It's to honor the challenge of fire that our firefighters have to meet. But there's pictures of Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Auschwitz, and here's one of the Dresden firebombing and a nightclub fire in Peru. Now, all of the money that goes that they raise, well, I say all of it, 70%. But if people wait too long, then he's going to drop it down to 65%, then 60, then 55, then 50, goes to the fire charities. 1-800-449-8686. He also has a picture here of a little Vietnamese girl running down the road after being hit with napalm. Ted, I want to, before we go to the break, Ted, can I ask you something? Ted, are you there?
Yeah, right here.
Let me ask you something. You can turn the commercial off. Let me ask you something. Is this a book you expect people to have on their coffee table?
So let me tell you this. Our firefighters every day are facing something that is so devastating. People don't know what fire can do. People have no idea. The most that the average American knows about fire is when he turns on the gas on his stove and he sees something bright and he goes, oh, look at that. It's hot and it burns. I guess that's fire. This book, Fire, shows you what fire can do. And let me tell you something. You know, I got to tell you, it's very impressive. I hate to see people suffer, but when you see a United States Marine, okay, packing a flamethrower in on Guadalcanal and hitting some Japanese soldier coming out of a bunker, and the guy goes up like a Halloween torch, you got to say, wow, wow.
Do you expect kids to read this book?
I think that anybody that loves our firefighters will take a look at what this book says about fire.
This book is more of a tribute to fire than it is to firefighters.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, but...
And these dead German civilians, pictures of dead Japanese civilians, pictures of dead Peruvians outside of a nightclub fire. Here's another nightclub fire somewhere in... Where was this, Russia?
No, that was in Germany as well.
That's in Germany. Here's a bunch of dead bodies. And what is this postscript?
Well, we're working on getting the photos from NASA of Ed White and Roger.
Not the Apollo 1 fire.
Well, yeah. I mean...
You're not going to put that in a book.
But, I mean...
You're not going to put that in a book. There's no book nobody wants to read with that in a book. Those three guys from Apollo 1?
Look, the book is a coffee table book. It's a pictorial showing the bravery of our firefighters and what they're up against. By purchasing this book, 60% of the proceeds, because they've waited 10 minutes, will go to...
Oh, because they've waited... All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. All right, I guess you don't have to buy the book, folks, if you don't want to. It's called Fire, and if you want to see really neat pictures of Atlanta burning to the ground during the Civil War... Also, there's some here of the Chicago Fire, the San Francisco Fire, and the Triangle Factory Fire, where 96 women died. Ted Bell is with us. Ted's at Beverly Hills. You've opened another restaurant, and the restaurant was scheduled last Friday, I think, for the opening in Simi Valley, California, right? Okay, and so how's that going?
Things that we have not had the weekend that we wanted to have. We've got major fires. Now, what has happened to my restaurant business as a result of the California Simi Valley fires and the fires in the associated areas is that I do not have customers coming in. Now, the same thing happened to me in Walnut Creek when the Columbia went down. The same thing happened to me in Georgetown, Washington when they had the Sniper. So within a year, I have hit an incredible streak of bad luck that no businessman in history, I don't think, has hit. So what we're saying is a very simple... When FEMA comes into town to start cutting checks, the first people that ought to be getting the checks, well, not the first people, but I hope, and I'm fully expecting, that FEMA will cut me that check. You understand what I'm...
Well, but there are people who've lost their homes. They need a...
Well, I know all about people losing their home. Listen to what I'm saying to you, Phil, very carefully, please. I had a restaurant open in Walnut Creek that went out of business because of the Columbia crash. I had a restaurant in Washington, D.C. that had a tough time because of the Sniper. What are you telling me? Are you telling me that I'm supposed to just accept the...
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Are you telling me I'm supposed to accept another restaurant going under because of what? Because someone has a home? I understand they have a home. I understand there's a lot of people's homes that are burning. My restaurant was supposed to get business this weekend. See, I'm Ted Bell. I've been in the restaurant business for a very long time. And when it comes to getting checks from FEMA, and I say this with the greatest of respect to all the homeowners all over America, I come first. Only because...
All right, look, I'm FEMA. I'm from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. I come into a town. I see a family shivering in the cold. They don't have a home. Their home's burned to the ground, or their home has been swept away by a hurricane, or their home's been flattened by a tornado, or their home has been inundated by a flood or burned down. Then I see Ted Bell. Now, your restaurant's still intact. You just don't have any customers, and so you've lost a lot of money on the opening weekend. You're expecting me, though, to cut the check for you first.
Yes, absolutely. Because...
Why?
First of all, Phil, a lot of these people, a lot of this is tied up in, I'm Ted Bell, all right? There's only so much money to go around. Those who lose the most should be paid. I put $3 million into that Simi Valley restaurant. I've got employees.
You have a home to go home to, though, man. Your employees have homes to go home to.
I understand all of that. But what you're doing is you're making the typical mistake. You're being sentimental, and you're being a little soft because you want to score brownie points with your listeners. I'm saying...
I'm not trying to score brownie points.
No, you're trying to score brownie points with your listeners. I'm taking the pragmatic route. And this is not a matter of discussion. When FEMA shows up with the checks, I'll get mine first. Now, I know that you want to believe that people who don't have homes don't get theirs, you know, should get theirs first, but that's not how it works. Now, I'm sorry if someone is cold. I'm sorry if someone's shivering. I'm sorry if someone doesn't have a home. All right?
And the reason why you get your check first again is why?
Because of the fact, look, I'm Ted Bell, and I
know you're Ted Bell. Why do you get the check first?
I built a restaurant that people could eat at. Why don't they come and eat at my restaurant? Have you thought about that?
Who?
The people that don't have homes. Do you think maybe they could come and give me some business? If they don't have a home and they don't have a kitchen, and I give back to the community, I give them food. What do they give me? They give me nothing. Nothing. Now, since this fire took place, there's people that have been burned out of their homes. You think they want to come to the new Teds of Beverly Hills in Simi Valley? Have a steak? Have something to eat? They could bring a lot. I could bring a lot of money into that community. Tell me what a family with a two-bedroom ranch does.
You're angry.
You're damn right I'm angry. I'm on my ass for the third straight restaurant, and I don't understand what I did wrong. I don't understand what I did wrong.
All right, I'm sorry. Don't hit the commercial yet. All right, I understand that you're angry. I understand that you're hurt.
Three straight restaurants.
1-800-449-8686 is the number. FEMA, of course, will be coming into the L.A. area as they have come into many communities across the country, and they begin to do what they can in terms of helping out families. Mr. Bell's restaurant in Simi Valley apparently has not seen the kind of business that it should have seen because of the fire. He wants a FEMA check to offset his operating losses. Do they do that?
Yes, they do that. Of course they do that.
Well, I've never heard of the FEMA cutting a check.
Well, they're going to do it in my case because I have gone in. This is the reason why is because this is the third restaurant. Look, at least the people of the Simi community could do, even if their homes are burned, is at least come in and buy a drink, buy a cocktail, get a beer.
1-800-449-8686.
By the way, come on in and get a delicious smoked New York strip. And we, you've heard of smoked, but we're doing this. We're having some fun with the fire. Come on and get a smoked New York strip. Okay.
As in fire smoke.
Yeah, we're having some fun.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bell wants his FEMA check before anybody who with a burned down home gets theirs, because this is the third restaurant that's gone belly up for him in a year. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial.